The top 10 AI developments of 2025. How the facade finally cracked. By Veronica Heilig. 2025 was the year that made me never want to hear the words artificial intelligence again. It might sound ironic coming from someone who runs a vlog about AI, but last year, I wrote a similar end-of-year wrap-up article celebrating everything that went right. This year, it felt like we saw everything that could go wrong. That's why I think I'm uniquely positioned to walk you through the biggest AI developments of the year with both realities in view, the good and the bad. If 2023 to 2024 were the years of prompt engineers and proof-of-concept demonstrations, 2025 was the year of buzzword fatigue. Every conference, panel, and press release suddenly became about agentic AI, a term that meant a dozen different things depending on who you asked. Companies promised self-thinking agents that would revolutionize productivity, while most users just wanted their AI to stop hallucinating calendar invitations. Most recently, the trend has been to compare AI to the dot-com bubble, as if the only two modes of innovation we can imagine are infinite growth or catastrophic collapse. The reality is less cinematic. What we saw this year was a plateau. The industry finally stopped sprinting long enough to notice that many of the ecosystems being built are operationally unstable. Somewhere between the utopian headlines and the layoffs, a new kind of pragmatism took hold, a recognition that AI's next breakthroughs won't come from bigger models or splashier demos, but from actually making the technology usable, dependable, and aligned with how real people work. That's why the developments that mattered in 2025 can't be limited to product launches. They must include the shifts, the social side effects, and the moments when AI's influence finally became visible in everyday life, for better and for worse. 1. DeepSeek R1 and Chinese Frontier Models. If one release reshaped the global AI landscape this year, it was DeepSeek R1. China didn't just catch up, but proved it could hit frontier-level reasoning at a fraction of the cost using a reinforcement learning-first approach that challenged Silicon Valley's way of training models at scale. The launch of R1 triggered an immediate geopolitical reaction. The United States-U.S. government essentially declared a new race to the moon in its AI action plan, outlining how it intends to outpace China. DeepSeek, Kimi, and Alibaba's Qwen forced Western labs to rethink their own training philosophy, pushed regulators to confront the risks of cross-border model proliferation, and signaled that China's velocity of innovation is something the rest of the world can no longer afford to underestimate. Privacy, censorship, and data routing concerns collided with undeniable advantages: dramatically lower inference costs, strong multilingual performance, and a blistering release cadence that made many teams quietly adopt Chinese models despite the geopolitical anxiety. It was the clearest sign yet that the center of gravity in AI is shifting, and fast. 2. AI sparks workforce turmoil and automation fears. 2025 became the year when automation anxiety stopped being hypothetical. Every day brought another headline about thousands of layoffs tied to restructuring, even as companies claimed it wasn't because of AI and official unemployment data insisted nothing unusual was happening. This highlighted a strange tension. The numbers told one story, but workers across the country were living a very different one. Data released in August 2025 from Stanford's AI research group showed that layoffs began at the exact moment OpenAI's application programming interfaces, APIs, became widely accessible, suggesting AI adoption not only accelerated automation, but also fundamentally changed how companies staffed. But the deeper issue is that no one seems to be producing solutions fast enough to support the people being displaced. Conversations about universal basic income are louder than ever, yet they feel more symbolic than actionable. Meanwhile, the traditional requirement of working from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. on weekdays, the backbone of the modern labor economy, is showing signs of collapse. 3. Google strikes back with multimodal AI. After a bruising 2024, Google entered 2025 with real momentum. Gemini Ultra finally arrived as a credible frontier contender, yet the deeper story was the ecosystem forming around it. Many insiders in San Francisco now believe Google is positioned to win the American AI race, not because of its model architecture alone, but because it holds the strongest multimodal dataset in the country. That strength showed up clearly in this year's biggest releases. Nano Banana delivered the first image system that felt like Photoshop on autopilot. Genie 3 introduced world-building capabilities that could generate interactive environments from a single prompt, and VO3 pushed video realism so far that actors publicly questioned how long Hollywood could protect their roles. Google leaned more heavily into specialized small language models, SLMs, than its competitors, using them to power more context-aware features across its entire product ecosystem. Even Search gained a more deliberate generative engine optimization GEO-driven direction this year as Google reworked AI summaries into something more reliable. Together, these releases signaled the beginning of a new phase for Google. 4. OpenAI's turbulent year and industry upheaval. 2025 was a difficult year for OpenAI, packed with uneven releases and mounting skepticism. GPT-5 impressed on paper but felt unstable and unpleasant to use, and follow-up patches didn't fix its reasoning issues. Several founding engineers left over ethics concerns, and the company's deeper alignment with Microsoft showed a growing tension between rapid commercialization and the research values it was once known for. Competitors like Anthropic, DeepMind, and Meta used the moment to pull talent, release faster iterations, and challenge OpenAI's position at the center of the frontier model narrative. OpenAI is ending the year with a simple question: is it still the leader, or is it losing ground? 5. Anthropic won the enterprise AI market. Anthropic was the go-to choice for enterprises in 2025, largely because it built exactly what businesses needed: a reliable, stable, API-first foundation that didn't compete with its own customers. Instead of chasing consumer apps or splashy features, Anthropic focused its Claude models on consistency, uptime, documentation, and predictable behavior, the unglamorous qualities that matter when companies are running production systems at scale. Surveys showed more than half of enterprises now prefer Anthropic for daily workloads. 6. Real-time translation. Almost there, not quite. 2025 saw a huge push to automate more of the translation and localization pipeline, but most of the year's breakthroughs for use by the general public still fell short in practice. Apple's AirPods Pro 3 live translation feature was billed as a breakthrough for multilingual conversation in your ears. Yet in real conversation, it struggled. I even tested it on camera with a certified linguist, cough my mother, Bridget Heilig, and we couldn't get it to produce anything close to reliable, natural speech. Zoom rolled out its in-house voice-to-voice translation engine, and YouTube continued to push automatic AI dubbing to more creators. But neither of these systems delivered consistent accuracy across domains or spontaneity levels. DeepL expanded into voice translation. Translated's Lara still seems to be the only industry-native large language model LLM, and Interprefi's machine interpreting pipeline made significant latency progress. Still, the direction is undeniable. Translation workflow, including transcription, segmentation, subtitling, and early-stage quality assurance, are being increasingly automated. The technology isn't ready to entirely stand alone, but it's now reliable enough in narrow contexts that it can streamline routine steps and free specialists to focus on nuance, style, and domain expertise. 2025 showed that not all content is equal, and linguists are prioritizing the high-stakes work that needs human judgment instead of scrambling over the low-value material that machines now do well enough. 7. Proof of practical agentic AI with IBM Granite 4.0. IBM delivered one of the few releases this year that showed agentic AI isn't just a buzzword. Granite 4.0, a governed and fully auditable model suite paired with the Watsinx Agent Builder to create one of the strongest enterprise-ready agent frameworks on the market. IBM doubled down on what enterprises actually need: traceability, industry-specific tuning, role-based guardrails, and end-to-end governance. The result was one of the first mature agentic frameworks from a major incumbent. And for many organizations still cautious about LLM adoption, it became the safe on-ramp. IBM was one of the few vendors to deliver something truly stable for production workloads. If I were leading an enterprise AI team with the budget for Watsinx access, which starts at $1,000 a month before inference or usage costs, it would be my top choice. 8. NVIDIA and Broadcom redefine agentic AI infrastructure. While model releases stole headlines, NVIDIA cemented itself as the backbone of the agentic era. With the launch of NIM's modular graphics processing unit, GPU, optimized inference microservices, and its enterprise agent runtime, NVIDIA gave companies a standardized framework for deploying persistent, tool-using, multi-step AI agents. What Kubernetes did for containers, NIMs began doing for AI agents. Broadcom also announced a major strategic partnership with OpenAI to co-develop 10 gigawatts of custom AI accelerators and networking racks, pointing toward a future in which custom chip stacks, not just GPU upgrades, are the foundation for agentic deployments. Broadcom's 3.5D XDSIP and its ultra-high-speed Thor Ultra and Tomahawk Ultra networking chips are explicitly designed to handle the scale and bandwidth demands of massive AI clusters. And this level of hardware specificity matters more than most people realize. When people see tiny differences in AI output, even with the same settings, it's usually not the model changing its mind, but rather the underlying hardware doing floating-point math slightly differently each time. The model itself is deterministic, but the environment it runs on often isn't. Two GPUs can execute operations in a different order or handle precision slightly differently, which results in small variations in output. As chip stacks become more specialized, these differences become more pronounced, making it clear that the hardware running a model can influence reliability and consistency almost as much as the model architecture itself. 9. Rise of AI companions and emotional agents. 2025 made it impossible to ignore the rapid rise of AI companions and the complex human consequences that followed. Emotional agents became sophisticated enough that users formed deep attachments, including documented cases of marriages to chatbots and instances where vulnerable individuals were steered into harmful thought patterns or self-harm ideation by systems that were never designed to manage emotional crises. My opinion is that this was driven by the way AI tools are marketed to the general public as supportive friends, therapists, or tools to which you can tell your deepest thoughts, without explaining what they actually are, stochastic text engines with no ability to care, consent, or understand. The result is a growing category of unintended harm. People turning to synthetic relationships for stability or intimacy without realizing the limits, risks, or psychological blind spots of the technology. The social impact of AI often emerges not from the frontier labs, but from how everyday users interpret and rely on these tools in the absence of clear guidance. 10. The small model renaissance. One of the most practical developments of 2025 was the industry's pivot toward efficient LLMs. Cost pressure, latency requirements, and privacy demands forced enterprises to rethink the assumption that bigger is better, and suddenly 3B to 15B models became the workhorses of the year. Compact, distilled models could deliver solid performance while costing pennies, often under $0 per request to run. Meta pushed its 8B Llama variants. Microsoft put serious weight behind Phi 3, DeepSeek released tiny reasoning-first models. Google shipped Gemma for on-device use, and Apple doubled down on local models inside iOS. This felt like a genuine architectural correction and created a meaningful shift in how developers and enterprises think about AI. Instead of defaulting to enormous frontier models, teams began asking a new question. What's the smallest model that gets the job done? Closing. 2025 forced us to face what happens when AI stops being a demo and becomes infrastructure, socially, economically, and politically. The real progress wasn't in the giants we built, but in the moments we stepped back and finally asked harder questions. And maybe that's the point. My message for 2026 is that AI doesn't need to move faster next year. It needs to move smarter and with humanity in mind. This article was written by Veronica Heilig. She is a 1x founder, award-winning AI product innovator, and host of the vlog, Hey AI. With 10 years of experience working with Fortune 500 companies, the US government, and startups, her current focus is on go-to-market strategy, regulation, and AI ethics. Originally published in Multilingual Magazine, issue 246, December 2025.